flicking through the pages of Women's Health and Fitness magazine, we come on to Fuel Your Fitness. But before we get into this article, and when it comes to pre and post-workout nutrition, you're hungry for answers. Someone's asking about soy milk and if it has a very different taste. Well, I would say it does. It's quite a nutty taste to it, doesn't it, I think?
Yeah, it does have that a bit of a blandish taste as well. I mean, because there is sugars in it, you can have a sweet kick in it as well. But you can get light soya milk, which wouldn't have as much sugars in it if you want to try that source as your milk.
Mm. And it's not everyone's cup of tea, as in I wouldn't have it in my tea.
True.
But also soy, you need to do your homework on your soy milk and make those choices for yourself, I think.
Yeah, there has been, of course, a controversy on soy. So again, it's a choice that you have to make. And as you say, do your research and check on it and see what you think. Is it good for you?
Right, so Fuel Your Fitness, what's this all about?
It's one of the things, I mean, every month on my editor's letter, I always pick out something that I have that sticks out in my head from going through the magazine. And this one was in particular, because by consuming the right foods at the right time around your workout, you maximize your body's response to exercise and the use of nutrients. And, you know, you might take that lightly, but it's so important in the success of getting your body to the place you want it to be. And you may say, why is that? But again, we have arguments. Let's say, take for example, should I work out? How many times have you been asked this then? Should I work out on an empty stomach or not?
Yeah.
And the thing about working out on an empty stomach is that your body is working out on zero energy, because you've been fasting all night. So your body is in a catabolic state, which means it's going to use its muscle, your muscle, for its energy. And it's not what you need to do. I mean, our objective is to try and increase our lean tissue, particularly as we get older, as we all are, is to increase your muscle tissue, your lean tissue, so that you're increasing your metabolism. Therefore, you're able to burn more calories throughout the day and sustain your weight, or even have a deficit in your weight or your calories, which means a loss in weight. It would equate to a loss in weight. So what we want to do is, or what we have tried to put for you, is some ideas to get you in the zone of having something pre-workout and having something post-workout. The mistake that working out, again, on the empty stomach can do more harm than good. So getting something into your system before you train is definitely something that you need to think about. Give it at least 45 minutes to digest before you get to your training area, whatever your training system may be. And, you know, that doesn't mean sitting down and making a laborious breakfast. It could be as easy as a yogurt and some almonds. Or,
well, I'm just looking here and it's making my mouth water. It says a cottage cheese and raisin toast.
Doesn't that just look divine?
It looks wonderful. It's nutritious. It looks tasty. So you've got that lovely, you know, sort of whole wheat bread, not too much of it, with the cottage cheese and the almonds and the raisins on it. That looks good to me. And so you'd recommend that, what, before or after?
Well, the thing about it is you can use any of these things before or after, because they have all the components that you needed for your energy and for your recovery. So, I mean, okay, you say bread, but it's one slice.
Mm.
You say cottage cheese, but it's a half cup of low fat.
Mm.
You know, it's important that when you are choosing these things, that you are choosing the better version. You know, it's not a slice of white bread and it's not full fat cottage cheese.
You can't highlight that enough. It makes such a difference if you are eating good quality food to your digestion and the way you feel, your energy levels. So, you know, a small piece of wheat bread, you know, good quality, it could be okay, unless you've got intolerance to wheat. But you know, that is a good energy bread for you. You've just got to get the freshness and get it right. And cottage cheese is a great source of protein as well.
Yes, it is. And you know, as we said, the protein is so important for muscle growth and repair, and it's important to have it in your definitely in your post-workout. In your pre-workout, it's more important to have the carbs to give you that energy. Now, we've put here in a little box out, less carbs, more fat loss. If your primary goal is to lose weight, not necessarily build muscle mass, it's understandable if you don't want to eat post-exercise. Again, people always say that, oh, I'm not going to turn around and eat a big meal after I've just spent the last 45 minutes to an hour trying to burn off calories. True to a point, but choosing the right meal that will satisfy your body to help it recover is what you need to be doing. And that's why this article is so important, because we've put together so many different recipes and ideas.
But I have to say, you know, exactly. People go, I don't know what to eat, or I haven't got time, or, you know, how do I get into this habit? All of this looks absolutely super to me. Chicken wrap with shredded carrots, pinto bean pita pizza. You know, you've got here as well the open-faced curry chicken salad sandwich. You know, really good ideas, easy recipes that are fresh, good food, healthy food. And then you've got the AM training meal plan. So you've laid it out clearly for people to follow on a daily basis, what to have pre-workout, post-workout, breakfast, lunch, snack and evening meal, with the calories, the protein, the carbs and the fats all broken down for you. Fantastic. That's what we want, isn't it? You know, we want it to be easy. You could put that up on the fridge.
Yeah,
and you've got it there in front of you.
And then not anything out of the ordinary. And there's nothing it's going to take more than 5 or 10 minutes to prepare, you know. So it's not, you know, we go back to the excuse, I don't have time, I'd rather not eat than waste 5 minutes.
And habit, yeah.
Yes.
Just, you know, when we're in a supermarket, I don't know what to get, I don't know, you know, and just reaching for the same things. I do that, you know, so you've just
repetitive
got to,
in our choice.
Yeah, yeah.
We're very repetitive sometimes. But this is what we're doing. We're trying to give you as many options as you can to try and make your meal times as interesting as possible without the headache.
Women's Health and Fitness sits down with Juice Master Jason Vale. Now, this is a good read. Jason's an interesting character regarding juicing, diets. Again, some people will be opposed to juicing, sugar, all of that. But you know what? You're getting that the nutrients, the vitamins into your system. So as long as you, it sits easy with you, juicing, it suits your system. But he's in town for Taste of Dubai.
Yeah, he's here for the weekend. It's on for 3 days down in Media City. And he's going to be giving a few lectures on why juicing is good for you, how healthy are juices that, you know, that you can make up yourself quickly at home, and do they really satisfy hunger? And, of course, some of the questions we posed to him, how can juicing help our kids get their 5 a day? Which is important, because as mums, you know, some of us, we were like, how are we going to get this stuff into them if they're not really that interested in it? So it's one definite sure way of getting the fruit and vegetables actually in together.
That's right. Yeah, it's a good one. So all in there, loads more. We didn't get to instant happiness in under 5 minutes. And that's an extensive read as well. Lots of examples, and your examples coming in as well, with your tips to a happy, healthy life. One here is to drink lots of water. Water always comes up. Happy, healthy, but happiness. One thing that came out of that article, if anything off the top of your head that struck you to instant happiness?
I suppose, well, it didn't strike me really. I know that. Surrounding myself with people who are happy. You know, I think it's very important. Keep the people who are around you happy, and you have all that positive energy around you all the time, rather than being downtrodden by somebody else's negativity.
And just quickly, a text just come in at the last minute. I don't know if you can help with this, or maybe it's just a case of picking up the magazine, but someone asking about exercise for the double chin. Oh, I think what it is exercise. You just need to be exercising.
We'll always say, and every trainer and nutrition expert will tell you, there is no spot reduction. It's a matter of reducing the fat in your diet and getting out and making yourself active so that you're burning more calories than you're intaking. So good luck with this, getting rid of the double chin. But it can, and it does, and people do. And I mean, the people that I have before and after pictures of loads of women on my desk who were and had double chins and double everything. And they are now in some of the best shapes that you would ever see. And it's important to know that you can do it.
You can get all that inspiration in this month's issue of Women's Health and Fitness magazine. Eileen Domiati, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Look forward to catching up with you again next month.
Thank you.
You.